So happy to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here, taking a look at consumer protection issues, telemarketers and other kinds of consumer complaints with a couple of folks who come by about every month, and it's always great to see them. Sandy Chalmers is the administrator of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection in our Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Sandy, good to see you again.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
And Michelle Ryden, who directs the Bureau of Consumer Protection with the department. And Michelle, thank you as well.
Well, thanks for having us, Larry.
Well, it's always fun to see you, but some of the topics we have to deal with aren't as much fun as maybe we'd like. But let's take a look at complaints. The number one complaint in Wisconsin in 2015 was what, Sandy?
Well, the number one complaint for probably the 15th year in a row was about violations of the state do not call law. And these are telemarketing calls, and we've all gotten them and are frustrated beyond belief. But when you look at the trends over time, it is absolutely remarkable how the number of complaints about telemarketing have grown exponentially because of the number of fraudulent calls that are coming from overseas. And when we looked within that category, the number one driver was these IRS calls that everybody's getting.
Oh, yes.
Calls purporting to be from the IRS, often very threatening, but they basically say, you owe us money, you got to pay right now, send us money right away. And we've been trying desperately to get the word out to people, letting them know that these are fake, fraudulent calls. But unfortunately, people are still falling victim to this scam.
It's really, really too bad because then they want your bank number or something.
Well, they either want money wired to them.
Okay.
Sometimes they'll ask for a credit card number, but of course it's a real aggressive push to take immediate action. And when people hear from somebody who they think is a federal agency, sometimes they want to take immediate action and they don't stop to think. So we've really been talking a lot about this particular scam because it's so prevalent.
We have, you mentioned taxes, and it also reminded me about something else, which is identity theft relating to taxes or people taking somebody else's return on their taxes. And that's something else, Michelle, that's come to the fore here recently.
Yeah, identity theft, again, made the top 10. It went from fourth to third so for 2015, and it was an 80% increase over last year that we had over 800 complaints received from consumers about identity theft. Of those 800 complaints, 85% were about tax-related identity theft. So people filing their tax returns and then hearing from the IRS that someone else has filed first and tried to get their refund. So it's really important that consumers do all they can to protect their identity, but then file your taxes as early as possible so you can prevent someone else from getting your refund or having to take all those steps to get your refund that come into play and that you can still get it in a timely fashion.
Well, you wonder, is it possible to, if somebody else has already taken your money, will the IRS say, okay, we made a mistake? Or
have a number of anti-fraud measures in place, and
okay,
the net result is that you'll eventually get your refund, but it will take longer. It's slowing down everybody's refund because they have to be so careful. And of course, when you're the victim of identity theft, as Michelle said, you have to spend a lot of time and resources reclaiming your identity and just straightening out the mess.
Talking today with Sandy Chalmers and Michelle Ryan about consumer protection issues. I hope you'll join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Is there anything else you can tell us about the people who pretend to represent the IRS or other government agencies?
Well, as Sandy said, they call and they're very threatening. I mean, that's an indicator. You need to know that the IRS doesn't call you if you have a problem. They send you a letter. So they're going to contact you by mail. They don't email you to begin with either, because that's another issue that we see. It goes from the phone call to the fake IRS email as well. You know, they don't demand information about you over the phone, because if it's the IRS calling, they know the information about you. They don't want you to wire them money to pay. They're going to go through a process. It would have an appeals action ability. I mean, a citizen has the right to dispute something, and there's that whole process. So all that doesn't go away. And when they're so threatening, and as Sandy said, when it's the federal government calling, you get very concerned very fast. Don't let all that leave your mind in those moments. Just hang up the phone and don't engage.
John in Mequon has a question. Let's go there. John, hi. Thank you for calling.
Well, good morning, Larry and guest. I appreciate being able to talk with you. I just wanted to know our consumer rights regarding collection agencies. I've been getting phone calls, which I haven't picked up, from a company claiming to be ENF of Ohio. I looked on the internet, and sure enough, they are the National Enterprise Systems. It appears that they might buy debt and then find people. And the thing is, I don't owe anyone anything, never did. And they won't leave me any information on what the debt is. They want my name. They want to know about payment. So I don't even answer the phone anymore. Is this a problem within Wisconsin, and is it legal?
Yeah,
well,
Sandy?
First of all, in general, in this state, the Department of Financial Institutions is responsible for regulating debt collectors. But there are a number of red flags here that you may want to give some thought to. There are a lot of fraudulent businesses or criminals who are pretending to be debt collectors, and you know they make a lot of money doing that. So that's one thing to think about. And it could be that they're spoofing, using the name of a legitimate business to pose as a legitimate business when they're really not. So that's my initial thought, that this is not even a legitimate debt collection agency. The other thing, you may want to pull your credit report and make sure that somebody has not used your identity to extend a line of credit. And so that's something also. So to do that, you can go to annualcreditreport.com, pull your credit report, and make sure that all the lines of credit represented on your credit report are ones that you recognize as having opened them yourself.
That's some very good advice, I think, John. I'd get on that probably right away, just to see, because could be some identity theft that we've just been talking about, as Sandy points out. Boy. You can join in, too. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234, as we talk with Sandy Chalmers and Michelle Rennett from the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And Wisconsin Public Radio's John Munson, who is great when it comes to consumer protection. He's one of the guys that you want him on your side when it comes to consumer protection.
Because, really?
Yes.
Wow. Gosh.
He's.
I learn new things every time I come down here.
He knows a lot about money, and
yeah, mostly how not to have any.
But I think he's here to help me tell you that he'd like you to part with some of your money.
Oh, absolutely.
During this fall.
We could definitely have that conversation.
All right. Well, let's do that. John Munson with me. And he is helping me encourage you to go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 right now to make your gift in support of the programs you count on.
Well, Larry, this is all on the up and up. I mean, I don't think we'll be investigated by the Wisconsin Department of Trade, Consumer Protection, and all of that. We can avoid that. No, this is all the straight stuff. So if you get something in the mail from us, it's legit. We had 20 pledges made last hour, including 13 brand new members, Larry. That's number
great.
I always like to highlight, because we need those new members. Thank you so much for everyone who made a pledge. Right now, Here's some great news. We have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $4,000.
Ooh,
yeah, that's great. This generous match is from a gift made in memory of Loretta and Blaine Manor from Eau Claire.
And it's a way of encouraging you to support Wisconsin Public Radio so you can double your support for the programs you love. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, you might not have your own personal life coach or personal trainer or consumer protection advocate on speed dial, but hey, no problem. When you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, you get great advice from all kinds of experts. And what does it cost you? Well, you get to choose. The Ideas Network is your affordable source for helpful information. It's a great deal. Why not give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552?
I kind of like that idea that you decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge matters. Every pledge helps pay for the programs you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio. During this drive, you can ask for a set of useful WPR bandanas.
Well, they've got a traditional bandana paisley design, and the WPR logo is sort of woven into that. And there's one red one and one navy one that'll be coming your way when you show your support for WPR and ask for those bandanas for a gift of just $6 a month or perhaps a one-time gift of $72 or more. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
I just like the balanced, thoughtful approach that public radio provides us.
I like to hear the interviews. They're always very topical.
Regardless of the event or the program, it's always top quality.
If you ask me to find some other station, I don't think I could find it. I wouldn't want to do without it.
I just really enjoy it.
Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with John Munson, and we're asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our winter membership drive. And you know what? Maybe your gift is $5 a month, or maybe it's $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
Well, now here's an idea. When you become a sustainer, you choose a monthly gift amount and set it up to come from your bank account or credit card, and it'll continue for as long as you'd like.
Because WPR is one of those things you never want to live without, you might as well support it with a convenient, flexible, sustaining membership. You can get started right now with a gift of $5 or $10 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, WPR is your radio station. You come here for discussions about ideas, and whether it's an interesting little nugget or something big that could change history,
your whole day can be changed by something you hear. That's kind of the power of great radio programs like the ones right here on WPR, and that's the power of your support.
Well, you know, Larry, one of the ways I like to look at this, it's like going to college, except there's no tuition, no student loan, and no exams. You get this great free education, and you get to decide how much you pay for it. I mean, how could you beat that? And this winter membership drive is your opportunity to be a part of the radio service that you and thousands of other people rely on. Make your difference. Make a difference now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I always thought that I was pretty good at a cocktail party. I know a little bit about all kinds of topics.
Oh, yeah.
Most of it I got right here on Wisconsin Public Radio. And, hey, listen, we have a dollar-for-dollar match right now up to $4,000. You could give $4,000, and we cover it right now, but it's regardless of the amount, it's a great time to pledge because of a gift made in memory of Loretta and Blaine Manor from Eau Claire will double every dollar you give. It's a way of inspiring you to support WPR. So I hope right now you'll double the impact of your pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
It's like pledge one, get one. So it's POGO. You know, I mean, you go to the shoe store and it's buy one, get one, BOGO. Well, this is POGO. Pledge one, get one. For every dollar you pledge, they'll be matching it. You know, if you've been listening to Wisconsin Public Radio for a while without pledging, maybe you haven't given because you didn't know that we were listener-supported. Well, we are, so now you do know. The single largest piece of our budget comes from listeners just like you. Or maybe you wanted to listen for a while to see if you liked what you heard.
Well, you're still listening all those months later and years later, maybe. Your gift of $5 a month or whatever amount you choose makes a big difference. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
You know, Larry, we've got about 19,000 sustaining members of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you're a sustainer or you've already given this drive or you renew your membership in the mail, thank you. We sure appreciate your support.
Actually, there's still something more you can do to help. Encourage a friend to join the Wisconsin Public Radio community. Sometimes, you know, we all need a nudge from a friend to do the right thing once in a while.
Well, absolutely. So help us grow our members. Invite a friend to make a pledge now. Tell them to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our dollar-for-dollar match still in effect. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR goes twice as far. We don't want to lose any of this money.
No, absolutely. And this pledge drive, remember, we're offering something brand new. You can show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio with WPR bandanas. They're yours with a gift of $6 a month or maybe a one-time gift of $72 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Please give right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, and thank you. Thanks so much for joining in on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here with my guests, Sandy Chalmers and Michelle Reinen from the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, as we talk consumer protection issues with them. Got a question for us? I hope you'll give a call at 800-642-1234. You can email us, too, at talk@WPR.org. Love to hear from you. Bill in Madison has something for us. So let's go there. Hi, Bill. Thank you for calling.
Hey, thank you, Larry. One of my credit card companies just raised my interest rate, and I wonder if I have any rights in this regard.
Well, the Department of Financial Institutions with the state of Wisconsin is the one who gets involved with the credit cards. If it's gets into whether it's federal or state bank that issued the card. But one thing, you know, I hear often is that you can call the credit card company and try and negotiate that rate to see if you make contact and ask them. I mean, they can do those increases, but the Department of Financial Institutions can give you far more information regarding that.
You'd think if you had, say, if you were carrying a balance, let's say $1,000 and you were carrying that balance on a certain percentage and then suddenly it raised, I can't imagine that would be appropriate.
Right, and they'll be able to talk through all that. I've seen different situations too when you're carrying a balance. If it's large enough, sometimes they lower the rate on that portion of the balance through credit counseling and things. So always negotiating, making contact, communicating with the party you're doing business with.
Yeah, it makes good sense. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the call. Robert in Gurnee, Illinois, I bet. Hi, Robert.
Hello, Larry. Really quick. So my credit card got stolen, and called the credit card company. They went ahead and reversed the transactions and gave me the card. But as a consumer, I see there's an 800 number on the transaction on my statement. Can I call that company and demand the information saying, you know, who, what, when, why, and how that transaction was done to see where my card got stolen? Do I have any rights in that matter?
You can certainly try calling, but be prepared for no one to answer. This is part of the investigative steps that we often do in different ransomware cases or things that we're looking at and trying to track money back. And, you know, they may be legitimate numbers at one moment in time and aren't any longer. The numbers could just be spoofed and things. So you can certainly try and make contact, but be prepared for no one on the other end of the line.
Yeah,
because this is like Straight Talk, and there's like an 800 number, or the other one was Microsoft, and there's an 800 number. So can I call that number, and if somebody picks up the phone, can I say I want to talk to your fraud department and demand the information because my credit card was used improperly?
Yeah, if you know it's a legitimate business, it wouldn't hurt. In general, I would say let your financial institution do the investigation because you really don't know who's on the other end of the phone number you're on your statement.
Yeah, they may ask you for your credit card number or something, and it could be a crook, and So there's worries associated with it, but if you want to call, I'd get, you know, it's nothing to stop you from calling and asking. I wouldn't give, just wouldn't give any information about my own credit situation or credit card numbers or anything like that. So thanks, Robert. Jane in Wausau, your turn now. Hi, Jane.
Yes, hi. I was recently the victim of a computer scam, and I'm happy to have the opportunity to get some good information. Thank you. My Wi-Fi devices weren't working, so I called my internet provider. They connected me to customer support at my router company, and there, either intentionally or unintentionally, I was patched through to a fraudulent security company. And I trusted them because it seemed like a direct connection to legitimate businesses. And they took control of my computer without asking me and without my knowledge. And I'm just wondering three things. I wonder if they could access any personal information that was in those documents. And I wonder, I went to the police and they said this company could take me in to collections to collect their $219.99. And then I'm also wondering if, I can't read my own writing, if I should block those phone calls or not. And what form I might fill out at your agency. I have a lot of questions, but I'll stick to those four.
Okay. Michelle?
Well, let's start with the form first, because that's going to be the most important part for us to help you. You can call 1-800-422-7128, and they'll mail you out a form or email you one. Or you can go online to datcp.wi.gov and either download a form or fill it out online. You'll just use our general complaint form that will just ask you just general information about the situation. As far as everything that's happened here, it does seem a little peculiar. If a company does provide you with a service, they likely can try to collect. I mean, they've mm-hmm. done a service, and if you've agreed to that service, but there's all this routing and rerouting and did you know who you were really doing business with questions that raise in my mind based on what you've provided us that I have concerns about. Why your internet provider transferred you and then they transferred you. It's something we would really like to look into, and I hope you do file a complaint. But I think Sandy and I would probably like to just go back to the basics of doing what you can do to secure your system at home, making sure you put your antivirus software and that it's up to date and your computer's up to date and your router's up to date all the time with any patches that are released, never giving control of your computer to someone that you don't know who you're doing business with. If anything, take it into somebody that you've vetted up front. I don't, you know, there's plenty of things, but don't be giving out banking information and stuff. And I do fear that they may have access to your computer, so they maybe could have access to those documents. It depends if they're password protected and controlled.
So if you're, you know, bank information and all that sort of thing.
If they loaded any keyloggers on, there are concerns there. I'd change passwords and do all of those protection things.
Yeah, if you have a local computer help shop, you may want to give them a call and have them do a deep scan of your PC and make sure that anything that's lurking in there is removed.
Yeah, and
is that a good idea to block their phone calls? They continue to call and leave messages wanting their money.
I would say file a complaint with us and let us be the intermediary here.
Well, you know, I'm sorry to interrupt. I have one more question. I did look at the identity theft form, although that hasn't happened yet, and I'm trusting it won't. It did say at the end that that was a matter of public record then. I'm not sure I would want this company to know that I had filed a complaint against them. They've already acted against me. I'm uncomfortable with that. Would this have to be a matter of public record?
If we are a government entity, and so we do are subject to the open records laws that are on file with the state of Wisconsin, so we don't have control to block those situations. So
any danger from doing that then, or is that all right, do you think, to file a form?
I think you're okay to file the complaint.
Yeah.
Especially given what's going on. You know, the open records law does have provisions so we don't give out personally identifiable information and release that type of information, but the basis of the complaint information. So
that's what
gets a little, yeah, I'd file that complaint.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in too, 800-642-1234. Charlie in Platteville.
Hey,
hello. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I just have a comment, but also maybe getting a reaction. I get these letters from different credit card companies saying that you can have 0% interest on your purchases for 12 months or whatever. But then they're going to say, however, there's a minimum fee of this amount or the equivalent of 4 to 5% fee up front. And it's like, oh, I can have an advance, but you're not going to charge me interest, but you're going to charge me a fee. And I think of that as such a deceptive process that so many of the credit card companies are using. Are there any regulations or efforts to change this so that the reality of the percentage interest rate that you're actually paying, even though they don't call it an interest rate, is known to the consumer?
They are heavily regulated, both at the state and federal levels. From our perspective, I think you're being a good consumer by reading the fine print very carefully and understanding the entire deal. It's obviously a promotion, a promotional sales pitch, and they're trying to bring in new customers with a favorable initial rate. From our perspective, we would be looking at deceptive advertising and whether they followed through with what they represented the terms to be. In general, the Department of Financial Institutions, again, in the state of Wisconsin, is responsible for regulating financial institutions.
Yeah, and the other thing, Charlie, if you wanted to do, if you just aren't even interested in all these mailers that you're getting because you're perfectly fine with what you have, a privacy piece and identity theft protection is to just opt out of these mailers that you get, because if someone else's hands gets on them, it could form a problem. So if you go to optoutprescreen.com, it allows you to stop the pre-approved credit card offers from even coming to your mailbox.
And so what is it again?
It's optoutprescreen.com. It's a longer one. There's also a phone number. It's 1-888-5-OPT-OUT. You do need to give them your Social Security number because it's all tied back to credit history. So just know going in to opt out that you have to hand over a piece of personally identifiable information.
There you go.
And this is not just new credit cards. I've got a few credit cards, and they're saying, hey, you can have an advance. They'll give me a loan of advance money. So it's actually credit cards I already own, but they send me these things, and so I'm assuming I can say, hey, don't even send me these anymore.
Certainly worth a call.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Talking today with Sandy Chalmers and Michelle Reinen from the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection as we visit about consumer protection issues. Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. We would love to hear from you. Always love to hear from Wisconsin Public Radio listeners. And I always like to hear from John Munson. He stops by every so often to visit with us here all the way from the far north.
Well, it wouldn't do any good to only come partway, Larry.
No, I guess we'd have to holler. And,
yeah, that would
never works. We're using the microphone instead to tell you that you rely on WPR for informative and in-depth discussions, and we rely on you to keep programs like this one going strong. So your gift right now, any amount, makes a big difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Well, Larry, as we mentioned a little while ago, we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from a gift made in memory of Loretta and Blaine Manor from Eau Claire. So right now your pledge is doubled, and we've got a ways to go to collect all of that money.
Yeah.
It's $4,000 in the match. So far, we're a little over $1,600, almost $1,700. Don't make me do math today, Larry. But
about $2,400, it sounds like to me.
Yeah, we're not even halfway there yet. So we have time until the end of this hour, until noon, high noon, I guess you could say, to make this match. So your gift of $50 right now turns into $100, $100 turns into $200, and so forth. Take advantage of this match and double your support. And especially if you're a sustainer, what a great time to make an additional $5 a month gift to Wisconsin Public Radio, because that gift becomes $10 a month with no extra cost to you. Give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I always look forward to having Sandy Chalmers and Michelle Reinen on the program from the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. I think it's, well, for one thing, they're very popular guests, but this is an example, I think, of the important and substantial conversations that we have on this show.
Well, just think of all the great advice that our callers and listeners have gotten so far this hour, Larry, and that's just one example of the kind of things that people hear on the Larry Mueller Show day in and day out. Why not take a few minutes to make this program and all the other great programs you rely on Wisconsin Public Radio possible? Choose a gift amount that works for you, then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving to WPR is pretty easy. It only takes a couple of minutes of your time. And a gift, any amount, let's say $10 a month.
Well, for that small investment, your donation will come back to you every day in the form of great programs. Show your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and please give as generously as you can.
Absolutely. People who listen, you, for example, provide the most significant share of WPR's budget. Your donation helps WPR invest in programs that deliver the greatest value to you.
Well, it is all about you. I mean, you thought so. You suspected this maybe your entire life. Well, I'm telling you, it really is all about you, no matter what your parents said. Your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and for the entire community. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you so much if you've already contributed. If you haven't, here's the way to do it. Pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with John Munson, asking for your support of WPR during our winter membership drive. And maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Well, that's really the beauty of what we're doing here, Larry. I mean, everybody has a choice of, A, whether to give or not, and then how much. And that's the way we like it. It's a crazy business model, but it works. You know, you don't have to live in a big city to have access to everything the world has to offer. You get it right here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
It doesn't matter if you live in a small town or a big city. When you listen to WPR, you're in the global public square, as we like to say. You hear from artists, from reporters, experts in the forefront of their fields. Because you appreciate this access to the best the world has to offer, make a pledge right now. Support WPR at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And remember, we still have that dollar-for-dollar match up to $4,000, and we are just about halfway there. That match in effect only until noon today. It's a perfect time to pledge because of a gift made in memory of Loretta and Blaine Manor from Eau Claire. That gift will double every dollar you give right now. It's a way of inspiring you to support WPR. So double the impact of your pledge right now with a gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, I think that's a sign it's time to donate.
Yep.
You know that WPR is important to you.
Well, here's a secret. You're important to us because WPR is listener-supported radio. We count on financial support from people like you, people who rely on WPR to bring them something special every day. Your gift of $5 a month or whatever amount feels right to you and really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You love WPR because it's your source for intelligent, for smart radio. There are costs associated with high-quality radio, and that's where you come in. Your support is really important.
Well, Larry, as you said earlier, we've made it about as quick and as easy as we can. You'll be finished in no time at all. You'll have a great feeling knowing that you've made a contribution. Your contribution in any amount, $5, $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, is doubled right now thanks to this match, and this is what makes WPR possible.
Thanks so much if you've already contributed. If you haven't contributed, now is the time to do it. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR goes twice as far.
Here's a look at what's coming up this afternoon here on the Ideas Network. At 12:30 on Chapter a Day, Michelle Good reads from The Age of Miracles by Karen Thompson Walker. Then join us from 1 till 3 for The Kathleen Dunn Show. After 1, former Secretary of Labor Robert Reich joins us. And after 2, it's ABC News veteran Ted Koppel. And stay with us from 3 until 6 for Central Time. Weekends on WPR are fun and informative.
I mean, I'll be honest. At first, it was just seeing if we could even have a conversation with someone who didn't agree with us.
The more I thought about it, the more I found it, like, surprising and interesting.
Rational, reasonable, intellectual. Listen on the weekends right here on Wisconsin Public Radio. See the schedule at WPR.org. The Kathleen Dunn Show, Central Time, What Do You Know? These programs and many more are possible thanks to listener support. You can learn about WPR programs, schedules, and so much more at WPR.org. Thank you. Support also comes from Capital Lakes, a continuing care retirement community offering all levels of care. Located in Madison, close to Overture Center, Monona Terrace, museums, and the UW campus. More is at retirement.org/Madison.
We are taking a look at consumer protection issues today on the show with a couple of regular guests, Sandy Chalmers and Michelle Reinen. I always look forward to their visits. They're with the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection and always have a lot of great information to share about what's going on. We've talked a bit about telemarketers and some of the other consumer complaints. You may have one or an experience to share. Join in, 1-800-642-1234. Email at talk@WPR.org. Or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Miller Show. Bill in Madison had an experience where money was taken from one of his accounts. He learned that the company involved was legitimate, but it turned out an employee there was responsible. He just wants to remind people that sometimes it's not a big scam. It's the fault of one person, Sandy.
Yeah, that's an interesting point he's making. And there's always a potential for some kind of insider theft. And many large companies, as you know, have anti-fraud departments where they're always on the lookout for that kind of thing. So very good point.
And Chris in Wisconsin Dells called. Couldn't stay with us. She said she got a call from somebody who said they were from her bank and that her account was being closed. She knew it was a scam and hung up and called all of her friends to warn them. But unfortunately, she didn't move fast enough, and one of her friends lost $400 this way.
Yeah, sorry to hear about that. You know, one thing that people can do to help us get the word out is to share this kind of information. Talk to your friends about it. When you know there's a scam that's out there, something like the IRS fake calls, talk about it and share information. And that really helps us get the word out. You know, we work with aging groups, we work with law enforcement, we work with the Better Business Bureau, but the more help we have sharing information, the better.
And Jeff from Menominee emailed us with a question. He said he has recently had his debit card compromised by fraudulent charges. He noticed the activity and contacted his bank. That card was canceled and he was issued a new one. The situation has made him think about exploring some kind of extra protection. Is it better to look into a company like, he mentions LifeLock, or simply freeze his credit?
Well, that's a tough question that we always tell consumers. Be sure you know what you're buying. So if you invest in something, a company that's going to help monitor your security of your personal information, know what you're getting from them. And remember, you now have to give them your information and they need to keep it secure as well. So what protections do they give you? Are they all services you can do yourself? And if you put yourself on a schedule that you'll follow through and do that, a security freeze is something that prevents other individuals from taking out extensions of credit in your name with your Social Security number. It prevents you from doing that too, unless you lift the freeze, you thaw your account. A fraud alert is a tool, and that is a notification to you that someone else is taking out this extension of credit, or it even alerts you when you're doing it, but it doesn't block it from happening. The freeze costs money, the alert doesn't. So you need to, you know, balance what's going to work for you, or you hire someone, but know what you're buying.
You can join in, too. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Love to hear from you. How common anymore now is this identity theft business? Is it there are a lot of people?
It's impacted millions of people, especially at the federal level, you know. And it's just become so prevalent. I have to say our State Department of Revenue was very proactive and aggressive in putting in place anti-fraud measures. They've blocked millions of dollars of fraudulent refunds being issued, so that works in your favor. Just remember that if there is a problem, you will be notified by mail. You won't get a call. Especially a robocall, you won't get an email, so be watching for those letters. If you get one, contact the number that you're directed to in the letter.
We have Dave in Deerfield up next with a question. Hi, Dave. Thanks for calling.
Hello. Just to talk a little bit about emails, gookie or you know, scam or bad emails.
Yeah,
I belong to this group, and we have a email, you know, address. And how do they? And then they'll get an email from like people that maybe are legitimate people, but you know that it's a. You know, talk to them. Well, that they didn't even send us an email. Just talk a little bit how that works and what we could do or should do, or because we don't really want to shut down the. The whole email address, it's good for this group, that this organization that I've...
So your question is how do companies get the email?
How do they get, like, you know, they put, like, from my daughter, a name, just the first name, I'm not going to say it, or from, I don't know, some other thing that kind of makes sense, that maybe you might get an email from them, but...
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I think, Dave. I mean, there are so many ways, aren't there, Sandy, for people to get our emails anymore, our addresses.
Many emails are available just by doing a simple internet search. You know, there are a number of ways these companies can get your email. There's a lot of, you know, we've talked about the fraudulent emails that go out and the Microsoft tech support scams where they actually download malicious software into your computer. That's one way that these email addresses are grabbed because people's email accounts are hacked.
It's really too bad. There are so many ways, Dave, that people can get your email anymore. If you send an email, if you're emailing on a company, the company can, I mean, they can pass your emails along.
Sure. Whenever you download an application or sign up for any service, do business with any company, it's a good idea to read the privacy policy and see how they're going to use the information like your email address.
Yeah.
And we've talked before about, you know, how everybody says this is the information economy. Well, little bits of information like your email address are worth money to somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for calling, Dave. Appreciate it. I want to give Kathy and Oshkosh a chance to join us. Kathy, hello. Thank you for calling.
Well, hello, Larry and guests. Great show as usual. I received a letter from the United States Office of Personnel Management, OPM, and it talked, this was in December, it talked about there being, they were the target of a malicious cyber intrusion carried out against the U.S. government. And it resulted in the theft of background investigation records. So in this letter, what they're offering is credit monitoring, identity theft insurance, and there's more for the next 3 years. And I did enroll in that, It was a government job that I had applied for. So in the background information they requested, there was a lot of personal information included in that application. And my question is, your previous caller talked about opting out, I think, about receiving credit card applications, et cetera. Considering the situation I'm in now, maybe it would be a good idea to do that.
To opt out?
To opt out because I'm more at risk.
Oh, so to
now,
to freeze your credit, you're saying?
Is that I guess, or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever you need to do. I think she's talking about freezing the credit, Sandy.
Yeah, and if you've signed up for those credit monitoring services, basically your account has been locked down. So it was a good thing to do to sign up for those monitoring services. You're talking about the big federal employee data breach, which has been in the news. It's impacted millions of people, and when you add up that data breach, the Target data breach, the Home Depot data breach, and it just goes on and on and on. So millions and millions and millions of us have been impacted by this, and it's all interconnected, and it's one of the reasons there's so much tax ID theft right now. So we do recommend, with the prevalence of identity theft, seriously consider placing a credit freeze on your credit report. It gives you a measure of protection that's available to you under state law, and a little bit of peace of mind here, given how much identity theft there is right now.
And you can always lift it. You can always go back and lift it. It's not a forever thing, so probably not a bad idea, Kathy. Thank you so much. Talking with Michelle Reinen and Sandy Chalmers of the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection about consumer protection issues, there's one real positive consumer kind of issue today that we can talk about as well. John Munson's coming by to help me talk with you about it, and that's the consumer information that we provide here whenever Sandy and Michelle are on the program. We're in our fall membership, our winter membership drive, I should say. We count on you on the ideas of the Ideas Network to help us out during this drive. You count on WPR's Ideas Network for talk about issues that matter to you, like the issue we're discussing today.
Oh, absolutely. These are vital conversations that people all over the state count on being able to hear day in and day out on Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, we're only here because of you. WPR counts on you to keep these discussions going. Give now and have your pledge doubled at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We do have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now, and I tell you what, we've still got a ways to go, so you can help us out. Your gift of $50, it'll turn into $100. Your $100 gift turns into $200. The gift was made in the memory of Loretta and Blaine Manor from Eau Claire. Thanks so much. Take advantage of this match and double your support for WPR programs when you give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Well, and this is the Larry Mueller Show is one of those programs that's really become identified. It's kind of the face of Wisconsin Public Radio around the state. I know Larry's blushing now. It's really quite fetching. But people count on this show for advice about everything from their pets to the best places to go fishing or get barbecue or important advice about consumer protection. And, of course, on Fridays, it's Garden Talk. And even if you're not a gardener, which I'm not, I'm sort of a black thumb, I like to listen anyway and pretend that I might learn something. But this is really important radio, and you don't get a show like this anywhere else. This is the only place you can find the Larry Mueller Show. And this show is only possible because you contribute pledge by pledge on listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Give now, and your pledge is doubled at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't be the last one on the block to get the set of two WPR bandanas. You'll get those when you pledge $6 a month for a one or a one-time gift of $72. Your donation supports the programs you count on, and you also get these very useful bandanas.
Well, wear them yourself, tie them on your pet, take them on all your outdoor adventures, do it all, and show your support for WPR. Check out the design at WPR.org and ask for yours now when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I started donating quite a few years ago. I took the plunge. It was the first thing that I had ever done with the sustaining type of membership. It was painless, and so I've just continued. I trust Wisconsin Public Radio. I also trust them to use my money wisely. I'm Bea Liebel from Merrill, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
Oh, thanks so much. And I hope you'll go to WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 and make your pledge during our winter membership drive. I'm Larry Mueller. John Munson joins me. And we are asking for your support of WPR. And maybe your gift is $10 or $15 a month. I don't care. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
Well, absolutely. Now, here's a question. Is listening to WPR worth, say, $4 a day to you? Well, if it is, consider becoming a member of the 9XM Leadership Circle. 9XM members are listeners who contribute $1,200 or more a year to support WPR programs, and the math on that works out to less than $4 a day.
If you find that you've been getting more value from WPR in the past year, I hope you'll consider a contribution that puts you in that 9XM Leadership Circle. I will personally show you the secret handshake to get you into the meetings. And you can make your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know the secret handshake? They haven't shown me that. Wow. Well, see, you've been here a lot longer than I have, Larry, so you probably know a lot of things I don't. Of course, almost anybody could say that. So why should you give at this moment, besides the fact the person asking is being silly? Well, because you're listening right now, and you're thinking about it right now.
It's the right thing to do, and you'll feel good when you do it. WPR, it's an important public service. You'll be making an investment in quality music and entertainment and news and in talk.
And we use your donations wisely. We put them into programs like the Larry Mueller Show that you hear every day. Support this station you value right now when your pledge goes twice as far at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here we are. We have a dollar-for-dollar match, and we've got a ways to go.
We're
only
coming
a minute
down
or
to
two.
The finish line.
Right now, we need your support. We still have about $800 to go in the next minute or two. So this is your if you haven't contributed yet, you've been thinking about it, don't think any longer. This is the time to contribute and take advantage of that dollar-for-dollar match. It's so important. It's something that we lose it if we don't get it. So WPR.org, that's one place you can go. You can also call 888-202-2552.
Sustainers, why not think about increasing your sustaining membership $5 or $10 a month and getting it doubled right now? Whatever you do, make that pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and we thank you very, very much.
Thanks so much for your contributions. Please contribute now if you haven't already done so. So happy to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and really happy to have my two guests, Sandy Chalmers and Michelle Reinen. Sandy is the administrator of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection in our Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade and Consumer Protection. Michelle directs the Bureau of Consumer Protection. They come by about once a month to talk with you and with me about what's going on in the consumer fraud area, which there's, unfortunately, there's never a shortage of things we can talk about. You may have had an experience you want to share, negative or positive. Maybe you have a question about a consumer issue. I hope you'll join us. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Mary in Brookfield wanted to remind people about the dangers of pop-ups. She was ordering airline tickets. She got a pop-up and entered her credit card and Social Security information, and she was scammed. And I guess that can happen, Sandy.
Yeah, that's kind of strange. I don't understand that, but it is really important to have some kind of security software installed on your computer and make sure the pop-up blocker is turned on, because we've been hearing a lot about pop-up scams. So that's an indication that some kind of virus has infected your computer.
Oh, so if you get a pop-up, what form does the scam typically take with a pop-up, Michelle?
Well, what we've seen in the last few weeks is that it's the ransomware scam and threats.
Oh.
So where someone is threatening to hijack your computer unless you pay to have it released. Now, these consumers, a few of them have paid, so we don't know if it's a fake ransomware scam or a true one where the blocker's just threatening and say they're going to do it, or if someone has truly hijacked the computer. We don't want to know. So Sandy's right, making sure that your protections are up to date, patches are in place, operating systems, security protections, and that those pop-up blockers are on as well.
Patricia emailed us with some advice. She signed up on her credit card website to receive a text and email every time her credit card is used. It even works when she travels internationally. She also receives a text and email when her debit card is used at an ATM. It can be arranged with her credit card company and offers lots of peace of mind. Well, that is a really good idea, I would think, Michelle.
Absolutely. Many of the credit card companies have moved to that. And when I call to put my travel alerts on, they make sure that that's up to date and that they have the proper information. It's another tool to add security to your personal information.
Yeah, I think it's great ideas. Amanda in Kenosha, your turn. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just telling the lady on the phone that I had an experience with a bill from a company that I didn't feel was correct, and I did some research and went online to Better Business Bureau, sent them all the information I had on regards to the billings, and the company called me and said, "Can we have a sit-down talk?" And it was all resolved, and everything was taken care of. And that's why I think that sometimes you need to contact Better Business, too.
All right. Michelle, comment from you. I mean, I think any time you can get, if you have an intermediary like you guys, that's what you're sort of your role, too.
That's right. The Better Business Bureau is one of our partners. They have members, and they then do mediation services with those members as well. We're a state organization, and we are responsible for enforcing the laws of that are related to consumer protection. We don't have any members, just everyone in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah,
So we worked together. If we are doing an investigation, we tap into all the resources to see if there are other issues and trends going out there. But yeah, it's really helpful when consumers complain to us because we can see those patterns and trends faster. But whatever consumers can use to get assistance in communicating and resolving their issues is important.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Amanda, for calling. Appreciate it. And Stephen Green Bay, your turn next. Hi, Steve. Thank you for calling.
Hi, everybody. For the last week or so, once or maybe twice a day, I will receive a call from the local area code. I answer it, and there's dead air. Not as if, you know, somebody called and you can sort of hear a little, even if they're not talking. This is completely dead air. After about 3 seconds or so, it hangs up. And then I try to dial the number back, and I get a recording saying that the number you have dialed is incorrect. Please check your number. Is this anything I have to worry about, or
okay,
have you
well,
heard about it?
Sandy, what about that?
Well, companies that are fraudulent don't want you to be able to call them back. First of all, it's so easy for them to spoof the number, just make up a number, and make your caller ID say whatever they want it to say. Makes it very difficult for law enforcement agencies like ours to catch these crooks. There has been a trend over time. When you think, Larry, 4 or 5 years ago, everybody was getting robocalls, you know, the recorded messages.
Yes.
And these fraudulent companies don't want to have to pay for that. So they're looking for somebody to pick up quickly, and they don't want to pay to leave a message on your answering machine. So this dead air call is most likely one of those fraudulent operations from overseas or across the border looking for a willing victim to take advantage of.
And so the don't even pick up if you...
Yeah, screen your calls to the degree.
Yeah, if you don't recognize the number, then I suppose if they're legit, they'll leave a message.
That's exactly right. If they are legit, they will leave a message, and they'll also make it easy to get in touch with them.
There you go. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call. We've talked about a number of things, but there are some more complaint areas that we haven't focused on, and I think it's probably worth taking a look at some of these other, you know, you guys always have a top 10 list, and there are some on that list that we haven't covered yet, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, number one is consistently telemarketing. The second or third typically is landlord-tenant, and we have jurisdiction over the laws on residential rentals, and it is a perennial in the top two or three. And I think that has to do mainly with the number of people who live in rented housing in this state. You know, it's millions
of people.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And those issues typically involve security deposits, which can be a very contentious issue. But there are laws in place that provide parameters for landlords and tenants to work within. And if you have that kind of an issue, whether you're a landlord or a tenant, you can call us and we'll be an intermediary and make sure that the law is being addressed appropriately.
Appropriately addressed. Yeah, that would be... It's one of these semantic things, you know. All right, I think I did a good job of cleaning up the apartment before I left, but then the apartment owner says, well, no, you didn't, so I'm keeping half or all of your deposit.
Absolutely. So did they get it on time? They argue about whether or not they received it in the right time. Exactly. Is it clean? Isn't it clean? How did you leave it? Those are the primary issues that we see.
Well, we had a caller, and we lost that caller. So you could call in, too, if you'd like to, at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. So telemarketing, landlord-tenant relations, and what's another one? Is there another one up there?
Home improvement is another area that pops up every year. And, again, those tend to be very expensive projects. So when there are problems, you know, it gets very contentious. And communication can break down fairly quickly. But the other thing we see there is these transient crews that come through and take your money and leave town without doing any work. And those are really theft cases that we typically refer to a local district attorney for
and
prosecution.
Can you imagine? And that always seems to happen. You get up in March and April when we start getting bad weather. I'm sure in the South right now, all those tornadoes and everything that went through, they're probably going to get nailed.
Yeah, whenever we have a major hailstorm or a storm with high winds or tornadoes, these crews come through from out of state, and they'll go door to door and say, we have a few extra materials and we can cut you a really great deal. And then they leave town without having done any work.
They just get your money.
Right. And the other thing we see are these crews that go from door to door saying, I can blacktop your driveway very cheaply. And, you know, they typically prey on elderly residents. So if somebody comes to your door with that high-pressure pitch and you don't see a local address on their truck, just shut the door and call law enforcement to make sure they're legit.
Laura from Bayside says she's been getting calls that might be a problem. Her phone shows that a caller is using a fraudulent number. How does her phone know this? So her phone says this is a fraudulent number.
That's interesting. We've seen things like that before, where they will try to do anything to get you to pick up the phone. For a while, we saw calls where caller IDs would show with your own number, or there'd be a one or two digit difference in the numbers. So, you know, they'll try to do anything just to get somebody to pick up the phone.
Ron in Stanley, let's go to you. Hi, Ron. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Larry. Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I have a question. I noticed on my emails lately, I've been getting one from, it just says Square, and you check it, and they're saying they're going to charge back, you know, like $3,000-$4,000 or something like that, and I'm supposed to contact them and stuff, and I've just been ignoring them, you know, and stuff. But just wondering, like, has anybody heard of that before? And I tried to, you know, like, delete the message, you know, using the bottom, you can unsubscribe from them. And they just keep sending more. You know, it just, when you click on that, it goes into their whole, like, page, and you can't get out of it. So I've just been totally ignoring it now. And I'm just kind of curious if I should be worried at all.
Well, Square is a real thing that mm-hmm. A lot of vendors, art vendors, art fairs tend to use. They're competitive. Other services like that. So if you've ever charged something through Square before and they've found a glitch and want to charge it back, but that should just happen. I'm not sure what the email's all about. It'd be interesting. We'll probably go back and do a little research to see if there's been any kind of hacker breach on Square with the information. So being cautious, I'd always call a legitimate number, look at your credit card statements and bills to see if there's any chargebacks on your card, or call your credit card company about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. And Linda in Bayfield. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi. I was wondering about the law that was recently passed that Walker signed regarding landlord-tenant. And I never did get what that law exactly was, and I was hoping that your guest could clarify that. Just briefly, I used to work for a property management company, and they deliberately, the policy was to never give back a security deposit unless they lost in court.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, there's been over the last legislative session some updates and revisions to State Statute 704. That's very specific for you. I suggest you just call our office, and then we can talk through. But the new version will come out soon and be on the legislative website for you to access. And there were just some changes to historic preservation, towing, and things. So 1-800-422-7128. Leave your name and number with someone, and I can get a hold of you.
1-800-422-7128. Michelle Reinen and Sandy Chalmers, always great to have them with us. From the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, come by about once a month or so to talk with us, with you and with me, about those kinds of consumer issues. And some of them are kind of sad. I feel bad for people who have lost money on this. It's there are so many bad ones out there, so many bad things going on. But there's a lot of good things going on as well, and John Munson's going to tell us about some of those. This is our Wisconsin Public Radio winter membership drive, and our goal, it's a good goal, is to keep bringing you topics like today's Consumer Protection Show. Your support makes that happen. Hope you'll give now. Any amount makes a difference. At WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Well, Larry, we have good news to report. Last hour, very successful hour, 43 people made contributions totaling over $5,000, so we captured that match. Yay, thank you. Thanks for all those people. Okay, so new hour, and we have a goal that we have to meet in the next 8 minutes or so now to get 15 pledges. We need 15 of you to make pledges this hour, this half hour before 12:30, to make our goal.
support the station you love, and help us meet our goal when you give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
What an informative conversation you had today with Sandy
great.
Chalmers and Michelle Ryan. I mean, this is an example of the important and substantial conversations that we have every day on The Larry Mueller Show.
So I hope you'll take a few minutes now to make this program and the many more programs possible. Choose a gift that works for you, then make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Now, we know that the reason you give to WPR is to support the programs you love. Well, we love you right back, and here's what we're going to do about that. We have something very special during this winter membership drive. Ask for your set of two WPR bandanas when you give $6 a month, or how about a one-time gift of $72?
You'll get one red and one navy. They've got a traditional paisley design with a WPR touch. So I hope you'll ask for your WPR bandanas now and support, show your support for WPR when you make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And I think I'm at the age, you know, I'm 25, just out of college, kind of, you know, semi-unemployed. A lot of things are starting to come across my mind, like, you know, healthcare. Just to have so many different perspectives coming from public radio. Sometimes it's comforting, sometimes it's unsettling, and it's really great to have. My name's John Stickley, and public radio is my source for up-to-the-minute, unbiased information and perspectives.
Make your donation right now in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with John Munson. We're asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our winter membership drive. And maybe your pledge is $5 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on every single gift.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned $100 a month, Larry, because you know what? You might pay $100 a month for your cable service. Well, you're willing to do that because you get entertainment and information all month long.
You get those things, those same things on this station, and in fact, the quality of what you get from WPR is really unmatched. Become a sustaining member with a 9XM leadership gift of $100 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 and keep the station strong.
And you don't get all those annoying shopping channels on WPR either.
No, so you don't.
So there's another plus. You know, you expect online streaming, podcasts, and a useful website, and Wisconsin Public Radio meets your expectations.
But these things aren't free. They require investments in technology and engineering. Your donation right now keeps WPR relevant in our changing world. Make your pledge of support right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
9 pledges in the next 5 minutes. That's what we need. Give to WPR to support the station you love, your public radio.
And thanks very much if you've already given, for sure. And if you haven't, help pay for the programs you enjoy. Make your contribution right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio is the result of thoughtful preparation. We do our homework so that you get the highest quality radio programs. Show your commitment to this quality. Commit now when you make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We hear from a lot of first-time pledgers who are giving because they've gotten their first job out of college and can finally afford to give, or we've had people who turned 30 and realized, I'm a grown-up now. It's time to give to WPR.
Well, absolutely. It's I don't know if I still am a grown-up. Giving money to something you believe in, a service you rely on, is a great way to commemorate a new phase of your life. We encourage it. You decide the amount. And many first-time donors give $5 a month. Then go to WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552.
These days, it's easy to spend a dollar a day or even more on things that are kind of part of your routine, a cup of coffee or your phone or your commute to work.
Well, how about considering the news, information, and inspiration from Wisconsin Public Radio and around the world that you get every day from listening to this station? Maybe that dollar a day is just the right amount. Well, give a dollar a day right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 and support the programs you enjoy every day.
We ask that you make a contribution, and we also ask that you give an amount that's comfortable for you. Some people give $5 a month, some give $100 or more.
Well, whatever the amount, we'll use it to support the programs you enjoy, keeping your source for information and entertainment going strong. So give now, whatever amount is comfortable, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've got 9 more pledges to go and about a couple of minutes, really, to accomplish our goal. Your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. It really helps.
Well, yes, it does. And remember, this pledge drive, support the radio you love and ask for your set of a pair of WPR bandanas. Be the first kid on your block to have a set of these. They're yours with a gift of $6 a month or maybe a one-time gift of $72 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you're not a sustainer, you can become one right now. It's easy to set up convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. And we have to go away in about 30 seconds here, but I want to thank everybody who has contributed. If you haven't done it, right now is the time to do it. Become a sustainer or just make your contribution at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Your gift it's powerful. It really makes a difference. I'm asking you right now, go to WPR.org or our phone, 888-202-2552, and thank you so much for all your contributions. And please stay with us. Lots more in store here on the Ideas Network.